Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, let's talk a little MLB. Pleased to be joined by Phil Miller, who covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. And Phil, heat up the hot stove a little bit. Happy New Year to you. Good to visit with you.
Good to talk to you, Steve. First time this year.
Yeah, and here we go. Pretty soon, the Twins are headed out on the winter caravan. Before you know it, Twins Fest at Target Field and pitchers and catchers. Do you have one of those countdown calendars for pitchers and catchers at your place?
You know, I was at Midway Airport in Chicago the other day, and they had a big countdown clock to opening day, and it said 86 days. And
wow.
Wow, that seems a lot closer than I realized. So, yeah, you see little reminders around it here and there, not so much when I'm shoveling the driveway.
Yeah, for sure. But before long, Twins will get back at it. And we want to visit really about the big story, and there's been a lot of Josh Donaldson rumors on where he'll end up. The Twins apparently have been in the Josh Donaldson sweepstakes, but you did a story that I caught that says, well, maybe not so fast. It may not work out between the Twins and Donaldson.
Twins put together an offer, not quite $100 million, but close to it, maybe reachable with incentives and the like, over 4 years, make him the highest paid Twin in history. But I think the feeling is that he doesn't particularly want to come to Minnesota if he can get similar money and stay down south. He is from the South. He's played a lot of his career in Oakland and Toronto, but went home or closer to home in Atlanta last year. And I think he would prefer to stay there. And that is definitely the impression the Twins got. They've been in touch a few times since making the offer, and they're just kind of in a holding pattern now, waiting for the decision. But there are those in the organization that have concluded that unless something really changes and other teams pull out of the bidding, he's probably not going to come here. And I think they have come to terms with that and are moving on.
Yeah, and there was a lot of talk that it would be a good fit. It would allow Miguel Sano to move over to first base, and C.J. Cron has moved on to the Detroit Tigers. But now the Twins will need to find another option. And there are some options moving forward for the Twins at third base. This wasn't, you know, just the only plan going forward, I would assume.
Yeah, you know, the plan really is to improve their run prevention. And they wanted to do it by bringing in a couple of big-name pitchers. They bid on some of the Madison Bumgarners and Ryus of the world, and did not succeed in getting improving the pitching. So what's the next step? Well, they decided the pitching was hampered a little bit by an infield that was below average at all four positions, and they decided to try to upgrade that. I think they feel like Luis Arraez will do that on his own at just by getting more time at second base, Jorge Polanco is going to be the shortstop going forward, and they do think he can improve. So first base and third base, particularly third base. I think Miguel Sano gave it a good try, but he's not an ideal third baseman. So really getting Josh Donaldson was an effort to improve the lineup, because he does get on base far more than most Twins, but also to upgrade the defense by moving Miguel to first base, where defense is a little less important. And Josh Donaldson has a history of being one of the top fielding third basemen in the league. It was a move that seemed like it would help the pitching as well as the hitting. And now that it's not going to happen, I'm not certain that Miguel will move now, but I think they are still looking for a way to cut their total runs allowed last year, which was 680, something in that range. I don't think they feel like they can improve the lineup that much, but improving the fielding around the pitching might be a way to do it.
Phil Miller joining us. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Did a story that Josh Donaldson probably is not going to choose a Twin, all things being equal, potentially preferring the Braves. What about Marwin Gonzalez, the guy over at third base? He played a lot of games at third base while Miguel Sano was on the comeback trail early in the season and seemed to do a solid job over there.
Yeah, and that is another alternative. And if they get down the road, and we'll have to see at Twins Fest how Miguel is feeling about the prospect of moving.
Sure.
Marwin would be a good candidate at third base, but that really hurts the bench. Marwin's real value is his ability to play seven different positions. And, I mean, that came in so handy in so many different spots. Last year, when Eddie Rosario was hurt a lot, when Byron Buxton went down, and then all over the infield. I think they really don't want to lose that aspect of Marwin Gonzalez. Some of the pressure of that is off a little bit because there will be 26 players per team and not 25, so they can carry another bench guy. But I think they feel like a lot of Marwin's value is in being a utility guy. While he can handle third base, they would rather have somebody that they can put there and continue to use Marwin all over the field.
Is there a kid in the minor leagues that's close, or is that not really an option and why they pursued Donaldson apparently right up to the end here with the idea that that would be a good fit? I would assume there's not someone waiting in the wings at Double A.
No. Not really at third base. They're the guys who will be real impact players that are the closest are outfielders. A little unfortunately for the Twins, there is some talk that Alex Kirilloff might someday be a first baseman. That when he gets to the majors, if he is if he looks like a big league hitter who needs to be in the lineup, maybe first base would be. Where he gets squeezed out of the outfield if there are no openings. They also have Trevor Larnach, their first-round pick from a couple years ago, who was the minor league player of the year in their system. He's probably a year off as well, along with Kirilloff. But those are the top two hitting prospects right now, and they're both outfielders. That's going to be an issue, a good issue for the Twins to figure out probably in another year or two.
Yeah, one of the other stories going forward will ultimately be where's Byron Buxton at? And it seems like through his climb in the minor leagues to the major leagues, it's been, you know, Byron Buxton and his health and where is he at going forward? That's another huge piece for the Twins here in 2020 and the makeup of the outfield, which is still one of the strengths of the club.
Yeah, the one thing about Buxton's injuries is they're not chronic injuries. They're all getting injured on the field. It's
right.
Not like he has a bad knee that keeps acting up. It's
or a bad back or whatever. Yeah.
Right, right. It's not like a pitcher with sometimes his elbow flies up and you wonder if that'll come to a head. It's stop diving too heavily on the field. Stop running full speed into fences. You know, he's gotten injured at the plate a couple times too, but none of his injuries have been chronic. They have all been the result of a play on the field. So I think they feel like it's bad luck that he keeps getting hurt. But it's not, I mean, I don't know if you believe that you're just cursed or just jinxed or something like that, but I think they feel that overall his health shouldn't be an issue as long as they can keep him from running into fences, which they have been working on for some time now, and will be another issue in the spring. But I think they're penciling him in pretty confidently this year and crossing their fingers.
Yeah, healthy Byron Buxton goes a long way for the Twins in 2020. A couple of new pitchers, Homer Bailey, Rich Hill added. I sense yawns from Twins fan. These are not really marquee guys, but depth guys. Is that your read on these signings, Phil?
Yeah, I think it's entirely possible both will be in the rotation second half of the year, or that's kind of the hope. And you can understand some of the yawns. Homer Bailey is going to remind Twins fans a lot of Kyle Gibson, and so it figures that he'll kind of step into Kyle's role. He's been troubled by walks throughout his career. He's been playing in a tough ballpark for pitchers in Cincinnati, but so I think they're a little hopeful that the home runs will clear itself out. I think he's a good comparison to Kyle Gibson, and he has developed a split finger pitch that that he had kind of a bounce back year this year. So I think the Twins are hoping that they can do something to help him. Rich Hill is a guy that, when he's healthy, has always been effective, but he's a guy who does have chronic injury problems, terrible chronic injury problems. He had an elbow procedure this offseason, short of Tommy John surgery. They're kind of crossing their fingers that will be all that's needed. He has he throws a great curveball, but it rips up the skin on his middle finger, on his pitching hand, which gives him blisters, which has been a career-long problem for him. When he's healthy, he's great. The Twins will have to limit his innings and try to kind of nurse him along a little bit. But I think they're pretty hopeful that he can help at the end of the year if they're in the race, which I think they assume they will be. And he's a brilliant postseason pitcher, great track record. So you can see why they brought him in, and you can see why Twins fans aren't very impressed.
All right. Well, Phil, always great. Happy New Year. Good to visit with you.
You too, Steve. Have a good New Year yourself.
Yeah, there he is. Phil Miller once again covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, of course, that radio home, the Minnesota Twins. News Talk, 830-WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.